Hi, friends. It's Kimberly. Real quick, I just had to let you in on some exciting news. I have just dropped a free live video series training just for you. I cannot wait until you go through this training because I know it's going to massively change the approach to your new business. Now, again, you may just be in the idea stage, or maybe you're starting, maybe you're already in the growth stage. Whatever you're doing, it is never too late to lay a foundation that will set you up for success. Now, all of you want fulfilling and impactful businesses, right? I know you do. You're values driven, you're purpose driven, you're all those things, and you want this business to be successful. But how do you do that? You do it by first creating a foundation of who you truly are, of your gifts, your personality, your values, and all of that. And I have found that many of you have never actually laid this out. Like, you kind of know, like, I'm an introvert, or I'm an Enneagram this, or, you know, you take the quizzes and you do all the stuff, but you don't really identify what your entrepreneurial gifts are, if I can even say the word, entrepreneurial gifts, okay? A lot of you do not know them. Now is the time to map these out and learn the five crucial ways to incorporate those gifts into your business, okay? So all you have to do, there's a link below, click it. It will take you over to my website, enter your email. You will get an email right back with the printables and day one of the training. Okay. And there's 3 days to it. Take time out of your day to do this. It will literally change your approach. I had someone say in my training that it was life changing. Okay. It's that important. Do it now. I can't wait. I can't wait to see how exhilarated and excited you will be about your business, because you will know now that you actually hold the key to success in building your fulfilling and impactful business. So get your hands on it now, and then get your eyes and ears on it at KimberlyBrock.com/gifts, or again, click the link below.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 196, and I am so glad that you're here today, because we're talking about you and your business not being for everyone. Did you know that?
You know, I hear this a lot with new business owners. Y'all say, well, it's for anyone who, it's for everyone. And today, I'm sorry, I'm going to burst your bubble. You're not for everyone yet. Okay, we're going to talk about it. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast, because I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey, whether you're in the idea stage, planning stage, starting stage, or growth stage of your new business. You are in the right place. Now, first of all, you need to get plugged in right now, because you know why? You don't need to go through this alone. You should not be alone as you're starting your business, okay, or growing it. You need to have community around you. Everything is better with people. Right? With people around you and support. So you need to get plugged in right now. Did you know that I have a free Facebook group? I do. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. You can scroll down in the show notes right now. When you click the link to go to the Facebook group, it's going to take you right to the Facebook group. There's going to be 3 quick questions that you answer. Then soon I will approve you and you will be in the group, and now you can participate. I have fun posts each week to keep you accountable and on track. And I'm just so honored to have you in there. It's such a great group of ladies that are all supporting each other. And yes, you can ask all those silly questions that you think are silly. They're not silly. They're actually good questions that other people have. So anyways, make sure you get plugged in. I do have some other freebies for you. If you're new, I've got a 16-step checklist for starting your business. So make sure you get that and some other things. So grab those. And I'm so glad you're here. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Shout out to my Growgetters. Y'all are just so amazing and such wonderful humans. I'm so honored to be by your side and help guiding you on this amazing journey of growing your fabulous new businesses. Thank you all so much for the kind reviews, kind words, notes, and all that. It means the world to me. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. How are you? How are you doing? How is your business? Oh my goodness, I need the updates. You have to keep me updated in the Facebook group each week, because I need to know all your wins, all the things that are happening, all the imperfect action that you're taking. If you're new here, you're probably like, what is she talking about? Imperfect action. Well, it's one of my like core values. I know some of you are like, what? My core value is perfection and I need it to be perfect and I can't do anything unless it's perfect and I won't put it out there. Well, I'm trying to give you a new perspective on your business and that it's that not everything will be perfect. And you have got to start taking action if you actually want this dream of yours to happen. If you really want to get a business open and you really want to start making money doing what you love, then you're going to have to get moving. And things are not going to be perfect. You're going to have to come to that realization. And so that's why I'm a massive proponent of imperfect action, because I believe that's what's helped me over the years to get my businesses all going and everything happen. And no, they're not perfect. A lot of people don't care that they're not perfect. If they do care that everything is not absolutely perfect, then maybe we're not a right fit because they may be disappointed in me. Right? So anyways, that's what I try to help you do, is realize that everything doesn't need to be perfect right now. You just need to get it going. And so I'm just so glad you're here, because we're talking about the fact that many new business owners think that they are for everyone. I can't tell you how many new business owners I've talked to. And I'm like, so who's like your target market? Who are your people that you're really trying to find and discover and attract? Who would love your offer? And they're like, well, really anyone? And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, you are not for everyone yet. Okay, you're not. You cannot be for everyone right now. I know you want to be. And I know that sounds amazing because you're inclusive and you're accepting everyone. And you're like, I'm for everyone. Anything goes. And I think that's wonderful. But when you're trying to gain authority in your field, which you are, have you thought about it that way? You're trying to gain authority. Then you need to specialize in something. Now, I don't mean that who you serve has to be so specific that only people in another country are going to want what you offer. Like, it has to be something that is desirable to people that are around you, that you can find, that you can actually attract, right? It has to be that. But you have to sort of specialize in the beginning so that you can become good at it, really good at it. Make a name for yourself. People will then refer you to their friends, you will start getting more business. And when you start getting more business, things start happening. You're growing. You're like, you've mastered this specialty and now you can expand. That is usually my recommendation. If I had you in one-on-one coaching, I would say, how could we start in the most simple way? And I'm actually going to walk you through kind of the three things that I usually say in coaching to help people like you so that you can focus right now and you're not all over the place like a crazy person trying to offer 80 million products, services, programs, downloads, printables, courses, coaching programs, one-on-one. You can't do it all. And you are not for everyone right now. I think if you tell yourself the right now part, it kind of gives you a big sigh of relief, doesn't it? Because you're like, oh, but I can be for everyone later if that's really my intention. If that is your intention to be for everyone, know that your day can come and you can do that, because Amazon is proof. Walmart is proof. And even they, like I've said, are not totally for every person, are they? They're not. Walmart, it's not for everyone, although they want to serve everyone, but they don't set out to do that. Their specialty is low prices on everyday goods, okay? And not everyone wants that because maybe they don't like the riffraff at Walmart or the experience. They want a different experience, so they don't necessarily care if they have the lowest price. It's just like right now, if you wanted dinner, think about it right now. You're like, I want dinner. Not everyone wants the lowest priced dinner. Do you want necessarily the lowest priced dinner right now? Same goes for the highest priced dinner. Do you want the highest priced dinner? Imagine the highest priced place saying, we're for everyone. We're for every person. Okay, let's face it. You're not. It's just like when you're dating. Did you think about that? Like, there's a certain kind of person that you usually attract if you're giving off consistent vibes. You know how sometimes in your life, maybe you give off some vibes and then later in life, you're like, I'm going to give off a different vibe because I want to make sure I'm attracting the right kind of people. Think about it. When you're dating, you do that, you know? And if you're pretty consistent on who you're attracting, you're going to attract the same kind of people and eventually you're going to find the right one, right? But if you're giving off different vibes, you're going to attract a different kind of person. Okay, it's the same with your business. You're not for everyone. You're giving off a vibe. Did you know that? You're giving off a vibe. If you're not giving off a vibe, then people are confused. You have to give off a vibe so that people know, oh, she's the right person for me, or he's the right person for me, or he owns that. This is the company that I want. This is the way he handles things. He's super professional and to the point, or someone who's more, you know, really personable and laughing and having fun. I mean, it depends on the situation and what you need for your business, who you're looking for. You're not for everyone. And right now, if you try to be for everyone right now, like right now, you're like, I'm starting my business. I want to be for everyone. What would that mean for you? What would that mean that you would have to do? Let's talk it through. Let's say you're starting a product business and you're like, I'm selling body products. Okay. Let's say you're selling body products and you're like, I want to be for everyone. So if you want to be for everyone, how would you do your labeling and branding? How would you pick your colors? You're going to have to pick the most common colors that people like in general, anyone. You are going to have to find fonts for your logos that are just for everyone in general. You're going to have to use words that are just very in general. And then you're going to just have a whole bunch of different types of products because you need to appeal to everyone. Okay. Y'all think about this just for a minute. That is going to be very hard to get your business off the ground. It's going to be very hard. Why? Because you're not really standing for anything. You're not really standing out. People aren't sure exactly what you're standing for, and they'll pick something else that speaks to them. You're not really speaking to them. Like, I was at Whole Foods today. I don't go to Whole Foods that often because I know we all call it Whole Paycheck. And I hate it because I'm like going through there and I love the store. I actually love the ambiance of Whole Foods. I love looking at all the stuff and shopping in my little basket. But I'm like, dang it. Why is this so much more expensive? It's frustrating to me. And, you know, I'm doing okay in life. I can actually afford it. But I still don't like to waste money. I don't like to waste money. And so it irks me. And then I'm like, okay, what am I going to buy here? I need to find something on sale. Like today, that was me. I'm like, is there any fruit on sale? Is there any vegetables on sale that I can buy? And I was like, there were some cookies. I did not need the cookies, by the way. I ended up getting those. Those were on sale. I got some yummy cheese from the cheese area. But that's my point even too, is that Whole Foods is for a certain kind of person who doesn't mind spending more, who enjoys a small grocery store, who likes stuff that is organic, okay, and that maybe is pesticide-free and all this, right? It speaks to a certain people, right? And so it has a niche. And I know we all get caught up when we're starting a business. What's my niche? Oh my gosh, who am I speaking to? I don't even think you have to get that specific. I just think you can't be for everyone right now. You cannot be, or you become Walmart or something, or Amazon. You're not. That is such an undertaking. That is a massive undertaking to be for everyone. And to get your point across to people when it appeals to everyone, I don't know how you do it. So if I was coaching you, you and I, and you're starting your product business, this is what I would say to you. So y'all are getting free coaching here. How about this? I would say, who are some people that you would love to serve right now? Like, who do you feel bad for that you know is suffering right now? Who do you know that is suffering? Like, think about it. Think about actual people that you know in your life that are suffering, or you can come up with kind of a I don't want to say a prototype, but like an example of a person, right? Who are those people that you feel called to help right now? That's the first thing. You are not for everyone yet. Don't say everyone. Don't say just everybody, because we have to start you out with some specific words and feel and vibe so that the right people that you want to attract go, oh, that's me. And they know that you're for them and they want to buy. They don't get confused and leave. They actually feel compelled to buy because you're exactly what they need. We don't just want to be like every other business owner of what we sell. We want to fill a certain gap so that people go, oh, finally, I was looking for a company that did this or a person that did this. Finally, right? Y'all have heard me talk in the past where I hired someone to come out and just help me pick out paint colors. That's all she did was come out. She had the whole swatch binder thingy of like Sherwin-Williams or Benjamin Moore or whatever it is. And she literally would hold it up on the wall and she would just sit here and you'd pay her by the hour and we would sit there and look at my furniture and look at everything and the light coming in this room, the light coming in that. That's all she did was help you pick out paint. Could she probably help you pick out pillows and colors of other things? Heck yes. But she was very specific. And guess what happened? I referred her to people. She started getting referrals because everyone started talking, oh, she's your girl. If you've been frustrated with paint, you're trying to repaint and you have no idea what color to pick, it's her, right? Think about it. It's specific. It's for the kind of person that wants help picking out paint, that's frustrated, that's maybe repainting their current home in this area, and you want to pick the right modern paint for your house. I mean, it was specific, right? She wasn't for everyone. She wasn't going to decorate your house and do all your decorating, and I know she could help with a lot of that, but she chose not to because she got specific, and it catapulted her because she kept getting referrals. And now once she gets known for that, now she can add in, okay, yeah, I can help you pick out fabrics and start doing that. And she can expand her business. Okay. So think about it. It's like my son with power washing. He started power washing people's driveways and patios. Then he started doing pool decks and around. Then as he got known for that, people were going, do you do siding? And he was like, well, he didn't in the beginning. And then they figured out how to start doing the siding of people's homes. He added that. So now that's in there. Then guess what happened? He started, I think it was with a client that said something to him. Could you power wash our fence? We actually need it stained. And he had stained our house here at our house. And it made our fence look amazing. So he's learned how to use the stain and they spray the stain on the fences after they power wash them. So the next day, they'll power wash it one day and they'll wait the next day. They added that. Now they're doing all this. So now they run Facebook ads and they post in Facebook groups about power washing sometimes. They don't speak to everyone doing everything. They say power washing. Then they'll do another specific post about cleaning the fence and doing staining. Then they'll do another specific post about siding for their house. So that's my point. It's like they gained ground in one area and then they just kept expanding. In the beginning, he could have said, I want to do everything. And it just kind of got lost in the shuffle. He just started becoming known as a power washer, the college kid that's power washing. It was high school kid because he did it in high school. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Okay, back to my first point. Choose to help a certain group of people right now. That's the first thing you would do. Here's the second thing I would propose to you if you and I were sitting across from each other and we were having coaching, is pick a specific problem. So specific people with a specific problem. Number one, there's people you feel called to help right now. Who are they? Just name them really quick. Do not say everyone. Who are the specific people? Describe them. I'm not talking about how they look. I'm talking about their pain point. I'm talking about what they're suffering from, what they're yearning for, what they wish for. And then number two, what's the specific problem you're going to solve? Okay, the specific problem. One thing, we clean your patios and your sidewalks. What is it? I sell shampoos and conditioners. Okay, you could start out with a couple of things if you have products. If you have a service, I would start out with one service. If you can, if your business really lends itself to having a couple extra services, do that. But my advice always is, what is the most simple form? What is your flagship thing that you can start right now? What's the one thing you know you can do well right now, today? If someone called you today and said, I need help. So that way you don't have to take time to go learn something. You don't have to go get a degree in something. You don't have to take a whole nother course in something. You can start it today because I guarantee you already have enough skill in whatever you're doing to start something pretty quick. So if you have products, you're going to solve a specific problem. And then number three, and again, products, services, programs, y'all know what I'm talking about. And the third one is you're going to offer something simple. You're not going to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a product line of 49 things. I'm so excited. I'm going to launch with 49 things. It's usually not what I recommend. I usually recommend you start out with one thing. If you can do one thing really well, especially if you're a service provider, if you're selling or making products, then maybe you have a few things, like three. Okay? Like if you have scents of something, pick 3 scents. Don't do 20 scents of your candles right now. You don't even know what you're trying to sell, because I guarantee that turns into, I'm trying to market to everyone, because now you're going to have like a sandalwood scent, and then you're going to have a peony scent, and then you're going to have some kind of coffee scent. Like you're going to have all these scents that try to appeal to every person. I would start out with like 3 scents, a floral, maybe some kind of, you know, tea or coffee scent or what. Do y'all know what I'm saying? I'm totally making this up, but I'm just saying a small variety. The most bare bones form of what you can offer, because what's going to happen is you're going to end up spending money trying to create all these products or services. You're going to spend so much time. It's going to stall you. Now you've wasted all this time that you could have been creating happy customers with a simple offer. Okay. And you could have already been getting referrals. Okay. So let's go through these. Choose to help certain people. Number one, who are those people? I'm not talking about the way they look. I'm talking about the pain points that they have. Number two, with a specific problem. What is the problem? The people, the pain point, and then a simple offer. People, pain point, simple offer. And I probably said that. I probably mixed those up a little bit. I just realized when I was saying those a minute ago. But y'all get my point. It's certain people with a specific problem. Offering them something simple. Why? Let's repeat why that's good, so that you don't waste time, energy, and money producing a whole bunch of things that you don't even know are going to sell. And number two, so that you can get really good at those few things, okay? And number three, because now you're the go-to person and everyone can refer you. Do y'all see why keeping things simple in the beginning is so important, and not saying you're for everyone? Imagine right now that when I started this podcast, it wasn't the She's Just Getting Started podcast. It was the He, She, and Everyone's Getting Started podcast, which I could do. I could have done that. I totally could have done that. I made a conscious choice to start with helping women. Namely, people who had a passion for something, a skill, or a God-given gift they knew they had, and they'd wanted to start a business, and they just didn't know how. And it was getting frustrating, and they were scared, and they didn't know if they could do it, and they needed some motivation. Those are the people that I'm like, I want to help right now. That's what I did in the beginning. Maybe they're moms. Maybe they're trying to quit a full-time job. Whatever they are, maybe they're in midlife and they're starting a new career. Those are the people that I wanted to help in the beginning. Just really felt called to start a business. I wasn't helping people start their retail stores. I wasn't helping people specifically do specific things, certain types. I wasn't. I just said people with a passion. That was my specialty, and it was for women. And I speak very loud to that. With my colors and everything. Now you're saying, well, you could have been even more specific. You could have picked product businesses or service businesses or just coaches. I could have. You're exactly right. But it felt uncomfortable to me when I got down to that point of narrowing down where I thought, you know what? I don't know yet who I could even specialize more with. And so I'm going to wait. And what's happened is I have equal followers, listeners, and clients. I have equal product businesses to service and coaching and consulting businesses. It's crazy. And I had mind drama in the beginning that I wasn't narrowed down enough. It wasn't the problem that I wasn't narrowed down. The issue is more, are you speaking to certain people? Like, are you giving off a vibe and a language that is appealing to a certain people? Now, what if I had said, no, I'm just going to talk to everyone. I'm not going to kind of be funny. I'm not going to talk about my faith. I'm just going to be as generic as possible so that I can attract everyone. That would have gotten me nowhere. Okay. I made a conscious decision to go all in on women starting their businesses. I could have gone in on everyone who has had a business, starting a business, thinking about it. And I could have gone the whole gamut, people that are in business for 10 years or 20 years. I could have done all these things, get above 100K to 200K. I could have picked all, I could have been for everybody, but I'm not. I chose to be myself and speak a certain way that I knew would attract a certain kind of person. And you know the great thing about that is I was thinking about it when we were on a Grow Getters call the other day, and I'm looking around at all these amazing women, and I'm thinking, how did I get so fortunate and blessed to be surrounded with you all? All of you that are my Grow Getters, I'm serious. I look at everyone on the Zoom calls and I'm like, how am I in this room with all these amazing people? There's no bad apples. They're all amazing. And I thought, you know, I'm so blessed. And one of the Grow Getters said something to the effect of, you know, you did this. You attracted all of us. It's everything that you say and do. And I thought, she's right. I was specific in the beginning about being firm on what I stand for, what I believe in, who I'm trying to help, and all that. I never tried to be for everyone. So that's my advice to you today. Do not try to be for everyone yet. You can earn that. Like, I could earn that right now. I could change my podcast to "We're Just Getting Started." And then it would open it up to more men, which howdy to all the men that are listening, because I do have a lot of men listeners. Right? And that would be great. And it'd be awesome. But right now, I'm still feeling like I'm in the stage of my group programs, just being women for the topics that we discuss and just the feel that we have and the vibe. And that's just what I've chosen. It's not that I don't like men, that I don't want to work with men. I love men. Of course, I want to work with men. And I have men email me and message me because they're like, well, you do work with men. And I do. My programs are just geared toward women. All my colors are geared toward women. And that's just the way it is. So if you can deal with it, then come on in, because I'd love to have you, right? And maybe later, yeah, maybe I would consider opening it up. But it's the way that I chose to begin. And I'm still here, okay? I'm 3.5 years into my business. So you get to do that too. You get to choose right now the certain people you want to serve, the problems that they suffer, that you're going to solve. And you get to choose the simple offering in the beginning so that, what did we say? So that you can become really good at it, okay? And become the go-to so that people refer you to other people. That's the easiest marketing you'll ever get, is referrals. The cheapest, most simple, least effort on your part is being the go-to person so that people refer you. Okay. So that's why you're not for everyone yet. Okay. That's it. Y'all are amazing. I just want to remind you right now, if you are in the idea stage or planning, you want a business plan or starting or in the growth stage of your business, I have programs for you in each of those stages. Did you know that? Make sure you scroll down below. So think right now which stage you're in. Like, if you'd love to get your business plan together, you're in the early stages, scroll down. I've got a business plan workshop. You can knock that out today, right? If you're starting your business, I've got the whole simple and strategic approach to starting, because you know what? It's your time and you need to get this going, okay? And if you are ready to start growing your business and get to consistent sales, then you've got to check out Grow Getters. It's my flagship program. And we have coaching in there, strategy sessions. It's so much fun. And so I would love to have you in there too. So that is it. Y'all have a great day. Until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.